We have to leave in 5 minutes. So listen carefully. We visited Radha Gopinath Mandir in Vrindavan. So you can listen again to that explanation. When we sing the song, Madhu Pandit Prandana He, Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Madhu Pandit Prandana He, Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath are the third set of deities. In sequence, we visited Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govindaji, and Radha Gopinath. Radha Gopinath are the deities that preside over the Prayojana Gyan, that knowledge of the Vedas which deals with achieving the ultimate perfection of one's relationship with the personality of Godhead, or prema prayojana. In the language of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you saw the nice backdrop of Rasa Leela, because Gopinath is the Lord of the Gopis, and the pranam mantra that we recite, Shriman Rasa Rasabhumbi Vangshivata Tata Stitaha Karshan Venus Vanayar Gopir Gopinatha Shriyes Tunaha. Shriman Rasa Rasarambhi. The personality of Godhead is an ocean of rasa, and he's the Lord of the Gopis. This deity Gopinath was established by the same person who established so many other deities in Vrindavan, Vajranab, the great grandson of Krishna. We learned that the deity was not visible for a long time by the Vangshivat tree. When the Vangshivat, because the course of the Jamuna moves from time to time, and the original Vangshivat had been, the life of that Vangshivat was at risk. So around the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one Brahmana was grafting another branch of the Vangshivat tree into the ground and struck Gopinath, who was beneath the ground in the Vangshivat area. So he excavated that Gopinath deity, and he gave charge of the Gopinath deity to his disciple Madhu Pandit. So Madhu Pandit in Vrindavan established the worship of Radha Gopinath. You recall this story. I'm going to say it very quickly. Radha was very short. You see on the altar to Krishna's right side is Chota Radha. Very short. So Mother Janava, when she came to Vrindavan and saw Gopinath and Radha, she thought, she's too short for Radha. She's too short for Krishna. But she said nothing. Then in her dream, Gopinath appeared and said, just as you thought, this little Radha, she's too short for me. You should make an arrangement for a Radha that is more proportionate to my size, to Janava. And then little Radha appeared also in his dream and said, whatever my Lord wants, I also want. So she's also Radha. So Janava went back to Kardaha in Bengal. She arranged personally for this Radha deity to be made. And grand festival, sending the deity up the Ganga and down the Jamuna, and so many details, all described in Bhakti Ratnakara, which one day we'll have BBT translation of. And Radha, big festival in Vrindavan, was installed by the side of Gopinath. And the Chota Radha was placed by Gopinath's right side. And Janava entered into that deity as her departure. So it is understood that that deity, the small Radha deity, is actually Ananga Manjari, because Ananga Manjari is an expansion of Lord Balaram, and Janava is the eternal consort of Balaram. Very mystical. In this back corner, you'll see a glass, like, window. Inside the window, you'll see a vest made of tulsi beads that Madhu Pandit would wear. Instead of wearing kurta, he wore a vest of tulsi. Just inside this window, Madhu Pandit was very devoted to Tulsi and Radha Gopinath. And there's another similar one in Radha Kund, because Madhu Pandit also spent time performing bhajan at Radha Kund. So Gopinath and Radha and Ananga Manjari were worshipped by Madhu Pandit, and then the descendants thereafter. And then when all the deities were brought to Jaipur by Jai Singh, Radha Gopinath's Mandir was placed here and have been worshipped since that time here in Jaipur. So Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govindaji, and Radha Gopinath. Plus we also visited Radha Damodar Temple, Radha Vinod, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Madhava. We've been very busy. Taking darshan means more than just seeing, but it means absorbing ourselves in a prayerful mood to the particular deity. And each, as we've been saying, each place has its particular spiritual significance. Each deity also has its particular spiritual significance. The Prayojana Ishtadev is Radha Gopinath. So we can offer our prayers to Radha Gopinath that they be kind upon us and give us their blessings, that we may advance further on the path of realizing the fruition of our devotional service through the medium of the real fruit, the real benediction is awakening of our transcendental love for the personality of Godhead. So, for a conclusion of our visit here to Jaipur, I think it would be very nice if we can attend the final aarti for this morning session. Then the deities are closed and we won't have their darshan again. So I think we should hurry. and go to the Govindaji temple. If there are those that need to depart, your prasadam will be ready starting at noon, offered to Radha Govinda. And otherwise, we'll sit for some time after the aarti, have kirtan, sankirtan, and then when seems to be the right time, we'll have prasad. That's our schedule. Please stay together. We're going to move a little more quickly. Shishi Radha Gopinathji ki Sambhira Bhakta Vrinda ki Nithai Gaur Pimanandi.